Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. Busy Thursday. Be careful of all the snow out there. So much going on, guys. Let's go right out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. Joining us now, UVM Athletic Director, it's Jeff Shulman. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Arnie. How you doing?
Good, good. And, you know, first thing I want to start this off by saying, you know, Kevin Sneddon, even though it didn't work out this year, the guy has always been kind to us, always been very accommodating. I felt that he represented the University of Vermont in such a high fashion. I really think high of him, and just unfortunately, it just really didn't work out this year. So I kind of wanted to start with that and get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I appreciate you saying that. And, you know, Kevin has contributed so much to not only to our hockey program, but to the department and the university and the community for 17 years. And, you know, we've had some really exceptional seasons under his leadership, NCAA tournament appearances, a Frozen Four. But even more important than that, he's always done his job with a really high level of integrity. And he cares about our students. He cares about them academically. He cares about their personal well-being. And that's something that certainly in my job as an athletic director, I never take for granted. And, you know, obviously the results this season, have fallen below everyone's expectations, and he certainly acknowledged that. And I've been really impressed with the way which our athletes and our coaches have carried themselves, and the effort has never wavered in any way. And again, our student athletes are continuing at our best semester we've ever had academically in the classroom. They're still volunteering in the community and going out, and it just says a lot about their character and about the leadership from Kevin and our staff. So I agree with you 100%.
Jeff, how did you get the news?
Well, Kevin and I talk all the time.
Yeah.
I'm sure you understand.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, we had a very frank conversation at the end of last year about his contract status, and it's well documented that he was in the final year of his contract. And so we've been talking throughout the year, and I've known sort of where he's at, and I told them all along that I wasn't going to make a final decision until the end of the year, but you know, he made the decision that I think was a really selfless choice on his part, and that he recognized that it would be better for the program moving forward to make the announcement now and sort of remove that cloud that was hanging over things, and also allow us to move forward with our search sooner rather than later, which is going to help us attract a really excellent pool of candidates.
Well, Jeff, I think you're right that it's a selfless decision to do this now, but he's only 49 years old. Do I really think that Kevin Sneddon's retiring from coaching college hockey forever? I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, you'd have to talk to him about that, but I think, Kevin has a lot of skills, and he can and will be successful in whatever he chooses to do, And so I think at this point he feels like he's ready to do something other than coach college hockey. That doesn't mean he would, you know, won't stay involved in hockey in some way if there's opportunities. But, you know, he's a great person. He's talented in a lot of different ways, and I'm no doubt that he's going to be successful in whatever he chooses as his next path.
UVM Athletic Director Jeff Shulman with us here on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. You mentioned yesterday that there was going to be a national search for the next head coach. What will that national search entail?
Well, you know, we're going to cast as wide a net as possible. And, I'm convinced that this is a really attractive college hockey job. You know, we have a lot going for us in our hockey program. And, you know, we've got a great history and a great tradition. We've got one of the most loyal and passionate fan bases in the country. We play in one of the most iconic college hockey facilities in the country. We're in the midst of a really awesome renovation that's going to make the gut even better for players and coaches and fans. We've got great alumni that have been successful in professional hockey and in other ways, and a really supportive university. So, won't surprise you or your listeners to know that my phone's already been ringing, and from people that are interested in the position. And, you know, as a former college hockey player, I certainly feel well connected to the college hockey community and even professional hockey, and have already begun to start to network with people to identify the right person for our program. But obviously, you know, first and foremost, we want to find somebody that's a good fit for our institution, that has values that are aligned with ours, and some of the things that I was talking about with Kevin before, you know, somebody who cares about student athletes and their well-being academically and otherwise, and who will operate the program with a high level of integrity, and who will win. You know, winning's important, and make no mistake about that. You know, we want to have a championship program in every respect, on the ice, in the classroom, in the community. That's our goal, and we're going to go out and try to find the right person who can lead us to that.
Yeah, and Jeff, as you mentioned, you're a former player. So who do you talk to? Do you talk to your former teammates? Do you talk to other former players? Do you say a former players that used to be in the NHL? Do you want to know what the locals say, the townspeople? Do you care what we say? I'm sure you'll be calling us. who do you
That's
look
what
for?
I thought this interview was about. Your opportunity to share your opinions on I'm always happy to talk to people and listen to their perspective, and I find that it's helpful, you know, regardless of who it is. But to answer your question more directly, yes, yeah. I will talk to our alums, particularly those that are really still engaged in the hockey world, many at the college level and others at the professional level, but not just restricted to sort of the UVM network or even my network personally. You know, there's there's other colleagues in our department that are well connected as well. And so we're going to, you know, part of it is going out and talking to specific candidates, but also part of it is networking with people who have insight into the landscape of college hockey and how things have changed, and it has changed. And I certainly don't assume that you know, the landscape of college hockey is the same today as when I was playing in the late 80s. It's not. It's not even close. But I've obviously stayed involved as an administrator and through our leagues and nationally as well. So it's you know, this is going to be a very, very high priority of mine. There's probably nothing that I do in my job that's more important than hiring coaches and making sure that we get the right people to lead our student athletes and our programs. And you know, I don't need to tell you guys how important our men's hockey program is, just for part of the fabric of our community and our state. And it's really important that we get this hired right.
Yeah, you sort of just answered my next question, Jeff. I mean, how difficult has this been? Obviously, you were a player here, and you've been here all along. Then then athletic director. This isn't just, you know, a smaller sport. This is a big deal, and I think you get that. But how hard has this season been?
You know, it's been hard, and mostly on our players and coaches and our fans, and that's my priority. And you know, obviously on a personal level, I'm a competitive person. Yeah. I want to see us win. But my focus in my job and my responsibility is to try to, you know, position our programs to be successful for our student athletes and in the community and our fans and the university. So it's been really hard. And you know, again, it's, you know, nobody's been satisfied with our results. But I really do appreciate the way our coaches and our student athletes have handled themselves through this. And part of what we talk to them all the time about is that the college athletics is about preparing them for life. And everybody knows that life isn't always roses and that you're going to deal with adversity. And that's what our players and coaches have been dealing with this year. And I've been impressed with the way they handled it. And so it has been hard, but as hopefully you understand, knowing me, that you know, wins and losses are really important, and it's a results business sports, and that's part of the magic of it all. But when we evaluate the overall health of our programs, it's not just about wins and losses and the academic, what's going on academically and how our students are conducting themselves as community members and citizens and engaging in the community. That's all important as well. And so it's not just wins and losses, even in a program as important as men's hockey.
Jeff Shulman, UVM Athletic Director, with us here on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. Jeff, we have two questions from our listeners who got in on social media for you. One of them wants to know, how is the construction going on the updated Gutterson Fieldhouse, and what can fans expect?
It's going great. I have a I'm very lucky in that I have literally a bird's eye view of all of the construction. My office looks right down on our construction site, and I'm just leaving a meeting that I had with some of our Victory Club members, a sort of focus group to update them on progress and get some of their feedback as well. But things are going really well. You know, Gutterson, a lot of work was done, and fans have seen it this year that we're calling sort of enabling work. So some modifications to the seats and to locker rooms and other spaces that will allow us to then actually build out Gutterson in the way that that we've envisioned. So it's going to be Gutterson and the Terrence Center are both still on track to be fully complete for the fall of 21. So for the 21-22 academic year and seasons, we will be in the new Terrence Center and in the what we're calling sort of the new gut as well. There won't be a lot, you know, people will see some changes next year, for example, in Gutterson. The press boxes will be moved from the north side of the facility to the south side as we start to build out the club room. But the seating is going to be, won't be upgraded until the 21-22 season. Same with the scoreboard. And so a lot's happening. It's not readily visible, although the steel for the Terrence Center is going to be arriving in towards the end of March, and people will start to see that go up, which will really give more of a feel of progress than maybe they've seen today.
Well, Jeff, also with the updated Gutterson, you're certainly making a big financial investment in the program, but other people have been quick to point out the financial disparity between the top half of Hockey East and the bottom half of Hockey East. So some people are wondering, including me, frankly, about potential coach's salary for this new head coach. Will you guys bump up the pay grade here to get somebody in here who can really take this program to the next level?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have a specific dollar amount that we're going to pay at this point, but you know, we're really very aware of the landscape and the investment that schools are making in their hockey program and basketball and in every sport. I mean, the reality is that the cost to be competitive in Division I athletics just keeps going up, and that's a challenge that we have to manage and balance with, you know, available resources. And we're lucky that we have some incredibly generous donors, many of whom names people know that have made major contributions to the facility project, but are also supporting us in other ways. So there's no question that a big part of my job is to make sure that we can provide our programs with the resources they need to be competed at championship level. And so salaries are part of that, you know, operating dollars, recruiting budgets, scholarships, the list goes on and on.
All right, Jeff, one basketball question. We're on top of the division. America East certainly has some depth. How are you liking the conference this year, and are we still happy in America East or what?
Oh, stop. Come on. Let it go.
We're still happy in America East. Okay. I will say this year, I guess ever since we really shifted to the home court playoff format, but it just you know, the attention and importance of every single league game is just, you know, especially when you're trying to get that number one seed is just, it's really incredible. And I don't know how you guys felt, but I remember thinking that, you know, opening league game against Stony Brook, it felt like a playoff game.
Yeah.
didn't go our way. It felt like it put some pressure on us from that point on. And, you know, our guys, our coaches and players have done an incredible job of rising to that challenge, and I think it's 8 in a row now, right, that we've won since that game. So it's, you know, America East is a really healthy conference. It's serving us well, and obviously I'm incredibly proud of our men's basketball program and our women's basketball program. It's, I think, has taken some real strides, and I think you guys are aware that we announced the largest ever gift in the history of women's sports at UVM last week, and only the first endowed head coaching position ever at UVM in a women's program, and the first endowed coaching position ever in a women's program for America East, and only the seventh in the country. So it's been a good winter so far.
I did see that. Congratulations, Jeff Shulman, UVM Athletic Director. Jeff, best of luck on the search. You have our number if you want to get our input. And we always appreciate you coming on. So thanks again for coming on.
Thank you, guys. I always enjoy being with you.